Thus, it is believed that the last day of Singapore, the most important British base in East Asia, has definitely approached. From a Malayan front, breaking the record of its high mobility since the outbreak of the current war, Japanese tank units that dashed into Tanpin on the Malacca Strait border Wednesday noon smashed through the entire Negri Sembilan Strait, extending 80 kilometers in only 24 hours since they left the Selangor Negri Sembilan Strait border on Wednesday. The Navy sections of the Imperial Headquarters announced at 3:30 o'clock Thursday afternoon the Japanese warships on January 9th, in cooperation with naval aircraft units, sank two enemy submarines and an undisclosed point. The announcement disclosed that to date, Japanese submarines operating in the Dutch East Indies waters have sunk four enemy vessels totaling 27,000 tons, while a Japanese warship operating in the same area captured three other vessels, aggregating 4,000 tons. The enemy naval base at Colonne d'Arrêt in Tomari Bay on the eastern coast of Celebes Island was fiercely raided on Monday by Japanese Naval Air Corps. Airplane hangars and barracks had been left ablaze, the Imperial Headquarters announced at 3 o'clock Thursday afternoon. Also on Monday, Japanese bomber formations blasted munition dumps at Teonate on Gilolo Island. Up to the present, Japanese naval air forces repeatedly bombed Babo and Sorong in New Guinea, Ambonan of the Molucca Islands, and Rabaul of New Britain Island. Military establishments on these islands were battered by the Japanese airmen, the statement added. An important air base in the Minahasa district in the Celebes was occupied by an Imperial landing party Wednesday, announced the Imperial Headquarters shortly before noon today, Thursday. During the campaign, the Japanese landing party have gained a large quantity of booty, including tanks, machine guns, and other war supplies, the announcement added. Somewhere in the Philippines, Japanese dive bombers Wednesday raided an important United States airdrome located at a base on the Bataan Peninsula, east of Subic Bay, and destroyed a Curtiss T-40 fighter, one of the last remaining machines of the much-vaunted American Air Force in the Philippines. This is Tokyo calling. Stockholm. Great formations of Japanese warplanes appeared over Rangoon late Tuesday and heavily pounded an airfield north of the city. It was admitted by the Burmese government Wednesday, according to a report from the Burmese capital. The community added that Tavoy, 250 miles south of Rangoon in Tenasserim province, was subjected to machine gun attacks from the air. In a move to dampen Burmese morale, It was announced in another communique that additional units of anti-aircraft and ground forces already have arrived in Burma, and other reinforcements are now on the way to Burma. Shanghai. The British Army and Air Headquarters in Burma Wednesday afternoon announced that an airfield in the northern suburbs of Rangoon was subjected to intensive bombardment of Japanese air formations at 6:05 Wednesday morning, according to a Rangoon cable reaching Shanghai Wednesday. Japanese naval observers commented on the daring Japanese submarine attack, resulting in scoring two direct hits against the United States aircraft carrier of the Lexington type, declared that the feat has set a record in courage and skill unprecedented in the annals of submarine warfare. Reed Quarters disclosed that the submarine attacking the carrier weave through the vigilant eyes of more than 80 enemy planes and pierce the protective steel curtain of destroyers and cruisers. No aircraft carrier was more zealously guarded against enemy submarines' attacks than this vessel, the squadron said, adding that the Japanese submarine was able to unleash its torpedo attack and sink the vessel under such conditions, which represented the fruit of more than 50 years of rigid training in submarine warfare. A highly revealing figure has been released by the United States Navy Department, according to an Associated Press report from Washington dated January 10th. This report, undoubtedly bearing the stamp of an official communique, places the comparative naval losses by the United States and that of Japan in the following manner. Japan, according to this communique, has allegedly lost 28 warships, including that of the capital ship of the Haruna class, while the United States has assertedly six warships lost six warships, with the battleship Arizona mentioned as the only major battleship listed. However, on December 24th, the Navy Department admitted the loss of 198,000 tons of naval craft, which would bring the average displacement of the six lost ships to 33,000 tons each. On the basis of reports from our photographs of the Hawaiian attack, which were taken less than 20 minutes after the initial assault, the figures of the Japanese naval command, without including those damaged in varying degrees, are as follows. The American warships known to be definitely sunk include four battleships, two cruisers, one aircraft carrier, four destroyers, 16 submarines, one target ship, one minesweeper, one seaplane carrier, three gunboats, and two tankers for a total of 36 vessels, or 245,140 tons. The Japanese losses to date include four destroyers, two submarines, and two minesweepers, for a total of eight vessels aggregating 8,600 tons. The casualty list of the 36 American warships definitely sunk include no less than 13,000 officers and men. Whether this figure as announced by our naval command is to be accepted as the truth, or whether that of the United States Navy Department is to be given credence, can best be ascertained in the number of officers and men who have gone down with their ships never to return to their home. No doubt the best judges as to the veracity of these figures can be ascertained by the number of wives, mothers, and relatives who will sooner or later want to know what had become of their husbands, sons, and brothers. We can understand the difficulty of the American naval authorities in seeking to keep down the figures as low as possible, and it is quite probable that the true facts of many battles can be concealed from the American people at large for some length of time. But there will soon come a day when these people will want to know the whys and the wherefores of the inconsistencies that is bound to make itself evident with each passing week. The American people has the right to know if the leaders at Washington can honestly tell you that their figures are correct. Do not be misled into any explanation that the facts must necessarily be withheld for reasons of naval strategy. The men who have gone down with the aircraft carrier Lexington in the mid-Pacific, the men who have gone down with the seaplane carrier Langley off Johnston Island, and the men who have died in their submarines in the South China waters cannot be restored at any future date. You have a right to know whether your naval leaders can give you convincing proof that these men are not gone forever. This is the Broadcasting Corporation of Japan. We continue with your news. Sasebo. The Sasebo Naval Station Wednesday announced the arrival of war trophies which fell into Japanese hands when the Japanese Navy on December 8th captured the United States gunboat Wake and sank the British gunboat Petrel at Shanghai. War booties from the Wake include a copper frame map of the island of Guam, a name formerly carried by the vessel, and 30 United States naval flags, as well as two name plates of the gunboat formerly gracing the bow and stern of the captured American warship. The one-time bell of the British gunboat Petrel was also among the war trophies arriving at the Sasebo Naval Station. The Wake is now in the service of the Japanese Navy under the name of Tatara. Burn. The sinking of a large American steamer from a sudden submarine attack off Newfoundland was reported from New York Wednesday. 89 members of the crew were rescued and carried to the coast of Canada. The remaining 94 members were known to have been drowned. Buenos Aires. Mr. Hubertus van Mook, Vice Governor General of the Netherlands East Indies, who arrived at Washington Tuesday for the purpose of discussing the Pacific strategy with American administration leaders, including President Roosevelt and Secretary of State Codell Hull, is generally believed to discuss about the participation of the Netherlands East Indies in the command of the anti-Axis forces in the southwestern Pacific under General Sir Archibald Wavell. Listen, the Canadian government has announced that Axis residents in British Columbia on the Pacific coast will be removed to other districts, reports a dispatch from Ottawa Wednesday. The number of Japanese residents who will be affected by the new order is about 25,000. Listen. The Mexican government announced that the embassy staff members of the Japan and Germany now under custody in Mexico City will be sent to the internment camps in the United States, according to a Reuters report from the Mexican capital. These members will join those of Axis embassy officials now being held at White Sulphur Springs in the state of Virginia. Listen, Sir Richard Stafford Cripps, British ambassador at Khrushchev, has tendered his resignation to his home government, a report from London Review. Rishi, British authorities in Turkey have advised the evacuations of all British subjects from Turkey within 30 days, says a Havas report from Istanbul Wednesday. And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes the news from Radio Tokyo. Our next English news release will be made at 9 p.m. Tokyo time or 12 GMT on the same wavelength on the 25, 31, and 41 meter band.
Harry Franklin Brown, 837, and he was a Jeff Simon at Rob. His address is Route 1, Box 320, Grass Valley, California. The message goes out to Mrs. Joseph White of the same address. To Mrs. Joseph White, I am interned at Kobe, Japan. Don't know how long it will be before I can come home, but hope you will try to get in touch with J.H. Pomeroy, 333 Montgomery Street, San Francisco, and get some help towards supporting the children. Heather and Patsy, don't worry about father, as the Japanese people treat us very well, good food and quality. They are very considerate. Write to your mother and let her know I am okay. I have hopes of getting home soon. Anyone here in this broadcast will please get in touch with Mrs. White, or with Helen, or Ben Lowry of Spanish Grass Valley, California. And our last message is from Encorti, Dominic Encorti, age 52, and he is an employee of the United States Civil Service Power Plant. He is a power plant foreman. His address is 112 Bella Vista Way, Valley Hole, California. The message goes out to Mrs. G. N. Carty, his wife, of the same address. I wish to convey this message to my wife, Jean, and my son, Larry, living at 112 Bella Vista Way, Valley Hole, California. I am in China, Kobe, Japan. My health is good. The Japanese government is treating me very well, and this is the truth. Please do not worry. In Kobe, a group from Guam live together. We are all getting along very well together. We have good beds, and the food is excellent. The library at the quarters contains a good collection of books and magazines to keep us furnished with reading matter. To date, I am grateful for the outcome of my well-being. But above all, I would like to be back with you and son. You may write or communicate with the congressmen and senators and tell them to try to expedite transfer of nationals, because all of us in time would like to be back in the United States with our families. Many thanks to all. Dominic and Courtney signing off. And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes the messages from the American internees brought to Japan from Guam Island. This is the Broadcasting Corporation of Japan.